Father, we thank you for the privilege tonight. Thank you because your power is present tonight to heal every sickness, disease, and infirmity. Thank you because by your grace and mercy, the tangibility of your healing power is evident and manifest in this place. Whatever it is, it will be driven out. The pain will be gone. The condition will be restored, be taken away. And that body will be healed in the name of Jesus. And there will be rejoicing in this place. And all glory and honor to you. Thank you because our hearts once again are open as our eyes and our ears are open. Thank you because together we comprehend again. Together we function as your temple. Thank you, O God. We give you praise in Jesus' name and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, greet about five people before you take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. If you can, which I expect that you should, all right, expect diversities tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Expect diversities. In other words, it's a healing session, right? One minister to the sick. Expect diversities. Praise God. You know, that it's a healing meeting doesn't mean that you cannot have a vision. Praise God. You cannot have a revelation. No, it doesn't mean so. It doesn't mean so. Praise God. It doesn't mean so. Amen? Amen. It doesn't mean so. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, expect diversities. We're in the temple of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. All right, let's begin. God wants to reside and move amongst his people by his spirit. God wants to reside and move among his people by his spirit. We have been able to see a few things from the scriptures that God had an intention since the beginning. And he kept speaking about that intention through the prophets at different times in different ways. The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 1:1 says, God at sundry times in diverse manners spake in time past from the fathers by the prophets. Okay? So God kept speaking to the fathers by the prophets at different times in different ways. Are you there? And we're able to see that plan of God or script, okay, or secret, as it is in Amos 3:7, is to build a temple in the earth where God will reside. God wants to reside in the earth. Another way to say this is God wants to make the earth his temple. Okay? So God wants to reside in the earth. That's where he wants to be. Hallelujah. He wants to reside in the earth. In Isaiah 66 and verse 1, it lets us know that heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. Right? We also looked at 1 Kings 8 and 27, 2 Chronicles 6 and 18. And then we went to Matthew chapter 5, verse 34 to 35, and Jesus quotes that again, but it was saying, "Don't swear by heaven; it's the throne of God. Don't swear by earth; it's God's footstool." And we're able to observe that word "footstool," which means a footrest. Okay, so the earth being God's footstool is to say that the earth is God's footrest. Footrest.
Now, that is to say one thing, because the message has been the same, right? Since the beginning. Are you there? Peter tells us in Acts chapter 3 and 21. He says he has been speaking about it through the mouths of the holy prophets since the world began. Okay? So it means that the earth is where God wants to rest. You know, he inquired through the prophets to say, where is the house of my rest? Where is the house? Where is the place that you have built for me to dwell in? Where is the house of my rest? Are you there? So God wants to reside and move by his Spirit amongst his people. We therefore ought to look forward to and expect the move of God by his Spirit. Hallelujah. As the church of Jesus, we ought to know that God is here, right? God is present in our midst. God has pleased himself that in Christ, the Godhead should dwell bodily. So God is present with his church. And since we know he is present, then we ought to look forward to and expect the move of God by his Spirit. And of course, you remember why. This is to bring us into experiences. Experiences. When we learn God's word, when we understand and get assured of it, we ought to come into experiences. The essence of the move of God in our midst is because God wants us to have experiences by his Spirit. Glory to God. Experiences. Remember we read Acts 1, 9 to 11. As he was taken up to heaven, two men were standing by in white apparel and they spoke. Supernatural experiences. So because God is in his temple, there ought to be supernatural activities. Glory to God. And we're his temple, right? We're his temple, right? So we ought to expect supernatural activities and experiences. We ought to expect it. We ought to expect the move of God. The temple is a place of activities. The reason for a temple is because of the activities that ought to be going on in it. One activity that occurs in the temple is the offering of sacrifices. Praise God. The offering of sacrifices. And in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, the writer of Hebrews tells us, he says, by him, that is by Jesus Christ, let us offer a sacrifice of praise, amen, continually to God with thanksgiving, right? Is he giving thanks to his name or making confession to his name? Hallelujah. Praise God. So that means in the temple of God, which is Christ now, the sacrifices of his priests is to offer the sacrifices of praise. That is an activity that should go on in the temple of God. Offering of sacrifices of praise. Offering of sacrifices of praise. So it's a place of activities. And the church is God's temple, right? So God's place of supernatural activities. That's what the church is. God's place of supernatural activities. Now, what are supernatural activities? I define it this way, or them. Activities that are either by or bring the supernatural to the scene. Okay, so we can say it like this. Activities that are by the supernatural or bring the supernatural to the scene by the power of God. Scene will be SC, of course, ENE. So it's either activities by the supernatural, that is, this activity is possible because of the supernatural, or this activity brings the supernatural to the scene, and it's all by the power of God. Amen? Okay? I mean, we're children of God, we're the church of Jesus, so we shouldn't bother our minds with supernatural activities outside of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Uh-huh. A supernatural activity on a general scale can be activity beyond natural means. Of course, and you know, the devil produces counterfeits. Praise God. Remember Moses, right, in Egypt? God told him, take the rod, drop it. Those sorcerers did the same. All right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about Moses' rod becoming a serpent and Moses' rod swallowing the serpents. Amen? Amen? That's what we know. The other ones, we don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. So activities, we're still talking about supernatural activities. Activities as a result of supernatural abilities. So we've finished the earlier word. Activities that are either by the supernatural or bring the supernatural to the scene by the power of God. That's one. The second is activities as a result of supernatural abilities, creating supernatural occurrences or experiences. Again, activities as a result of supernatural abilities, creating supernatural occurrences or experiences. Amen? One of the things we have said in this meeting is that the resurrection makes God's plan, and you know what God's plan is, right? To build a temple on the earth for himself, makes that plan possible. So it means that by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that plan of a temple in the earth has been accomplished, right? Jesus, the temple of God. Is church, the temple of God. Is church, which is his body, the temple of God. So, from the things I've learned, I don't want to go through many things. I want to stop shortly. The resurrection, are you there? Guarantees the presence of God. The resurrection of Christ guarantees the presence of God. Comma, the move of God. And supernatural activities, occurrences, and encounters. Okay? You can add experiences if you want to. The resurrection of Christ guarantees the presence of God, the move of God, and supernatural activities, occurrences, and encounters. Okay? Why would we say that? Because it is God's intention to be in the earth amongst his people, right? He wants to reside so that he can move, right? He wants to reside amongst them so that he can move amongst them. Now, what guaranteed that is the resurrection. When Jesus rose from the dead, that now became an eternal possibility, so to say. that became a guarantee. It's not once in a while now. It's not, you know, God will find a Noah, right? And then he will try to replenish or reclaim or move in the earth again. And then after another age, you find, no, in the body of Christ now, the presence, the move, and the spiritual activities of God are guaranteed. Praise God. That's what the resurrection did. It's now guaranteed. So that means it occurs regularly. Not once in a while, regularly. Glory to God. So in the resurrection, we ought to experience the presence of God regularly, the move of God, and we ought to see supernatural activities on a regular basis. One of the things that hinders this, such that you don't get to see it regularly, okay, is largely hinged on the saints not being well taught. That is, they don't know. Oh, so you mean I have a right to expect supernatural occurrences? Yes. I have a right to release my faith and expect supernatural occurrence and expect the move of God's Spirit. Yes. Oh, so I have a right to expect supernatural occurrences or the move of the Spirit when we are praising God. Yes. So I have a right to be in a meeting and maybe I have the privilege to minister and I have... Okay, I think I said I have a right already. And I ought to expect or I prepare for the move of God. That's because in the resurrection, God has guaranteed so. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That is the move of the Spirit. Glory to God. The move of the Spirit in the earth, of course, from the few sessions we've had, you know what this is. The Spirit of God moved so that God's plan can be achieved. What is God's plan? To replenish the earth, right? So he moved by the Spirit so that the earth can be replenished. It was without form and void. There was darkness in it, but the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved. Okay? And afterwards, there was light. So from Genesis 1:2, the Spirit of God moved and darkness was dispelled. The Spirit of God moved and darkness was dispelled. Okay, that's another way to say the Spirit of God moved and light was. Or light became. Or there was light. Okay? The Spirit of God moved and darkness was dispelled. Also, you will notice that when he moved, there was utterance. God said, Genesis 1:3. In the same Genesis 1:3, God not only said, for light to be, light appeared. Okay? So, from Genesis 1:3, what do you see? Supernatural utterances and supernatural appearances. Okay? If we're going to do without the plural, right, we'll say supernatural utterance and supernatural appearance. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Right? If you're not sure, verse 4, and God saw. So there was an appearance. God saw. So in the move of the Spirit, right, what do you expect? Sights and sounds. Sights and sounds. We can tell the move of the Spirit by sights and sounds. Okay, there are several other activities, okay, that you can find in the move of the Spirit. But from Genesis 1, 2 to 4, better still, 3 to 4, sights and sounds you can have. Now, one of the supernatural activities that we can see, look forward to, or expect in God's temple is healing. One of the supernatural activities in God's temple is healing. Mark 16 and 18. Mark 16, 18. From 17, Jesus had said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And then he says, in my name they shall cast out devils. That's one sign. A sign means a supernatural indication, right? That will be a supernatural activity. Then the next is they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you speak with tongues? Right? I don't say if you can. Can you speak now? Speak. Speak like you want to oppress me. Come on. Hey, Bobo. Riga Baba. Shabaninate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 18. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Then it says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if you observe our definition of supernatural activities, I mean, it will pass. So by supernatural abilities, right, you are able to provide healing. Okay? And that healing will be a supernatural occurrence or experience. It's possible that that sickness can be treated by medicine. But the supernatural nature of ministering healing power and achieving the same result, that's a supernatural occurrence. Are you there? So by supernatural abilities, which will be the healing power of God, healing can be manifest or experienced. So in God's temple, healing happens. And we therefore ought to expect. We therefore ought to expect healing. We ought to expect healing. God wants to move. And then the result of the move of God will be healing. Okay? So if there are people who have sicknesses in their bodies who need healing, God wants to move so that the sicknesses can be driven out of such bodies. So to lay hands on the sick to recover, that is a supernatural activity in God's temple. Hallelujah. God is a healing God. And his will is to always heal. So we say God is a healing God. One more time. God is a healing God. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God said to Israel, I am the Lord that heals you. In other words, he introduces himself to Israel, rather, as a healer. He calls himself before Israel a healer. I am the Lord that heals you. In Exodus 23:25-26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and shall bless thy bread, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. No one will die young. Nothing will be barren. Nothing will be unfruitful. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody. Okay? I'm literally talking about body now. Will be unfruitful. Will be barren. None. So God wants fruitfulness. So where there is barrenness, he will provide healing so that there can be fruitfulness. If there's anyone online who is set and ready to receive healing, I urge you to release your faith. All right? As you listen to God's word, just get ready. Let it get you ready, ready, ready. And of course, to those of you here. Amen? So he's a healer. And his will is to heal. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Someone say all sickness.
All sickness.
And will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Look at verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Not only them, even to their animals. Not only them, even to their animals. Are you following this? Not only them, even to their animals. God always wants to heal. He calls himself the one who takes away all sickness. Hallelujah. So that means he wants to heal, right? He has the ability to heal, right? And he has the ability and also wants to heal all. Not some, all. All. Praise God. All. And so far, I have not seen that he said, the sickness that is not your fault. Oh, you saw that? The sickness that is not your fault, I will heal thee. No. Whether it's your fault or not your fault, I will heal thee. I do not want you to be sick. That's God's will. Hallelujah. In Acts 10, 38, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Peter says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing. Glory to God. He went about doing good and healing. So, if you observe that closely, it means that healing is God doing man good. He went about doing good and healing. Okay? So, in Bible interpretation, the doing good will be the healing. He went about doing good and healing. Now, see what he says. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So sickness is an oppression of the devil. And what do you expect God to do? To heal. I want no oppression for mankind. I want no oppression for my children. So I will heal. My will always be to heal. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The healing God, the God whose will is always to heal, the God who introduced himself to Israel as the one who heals them. The one who introduced himself and said, I will take away all sickness. That is the God that was with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And he healed all that needed to be healed. In Luke 5, verse 17, Jesus was teaching. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Glory to God. From what we saw in that documentation, that verse, we didn't particularly see that it was teaching on healing. So, it could have been anything, right? It may have been teaching on forgiveness of sins. But the power of God was present to heal. How willing God is. Hallelujah. He was teaching on submission in the local church. And the power of God was present to heal. Hallelujah. How willing God is. He was teaching on faith. And the power of God was present to heal. Because God is always willing to heal the sick. God is always willing to heal the sick. The healing power was always present everywhere Jesus was. He's here, right?
Yes, sir.
So his healing power is present now. Now. Not later, now. Not later, now. You know the experience of Cornelius and his household in Acts 10 can happen in a healing meeting. While he had spoke, the Holy Ghost just fell. Ah, I'm free, I'm healed. I'm still teaching. Say, okay, now we'll minister to sick. Everybody healed already. Huh? Then let's just praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because the healing power of God is present. So God's will for the sick is always healing and health. Now, let me say this. It may sound offensive when you say, the sick. I'm not the sick. See, anyone who needs healing is what we mean by the sick. Okay? Not that your stature in Christ is sick. Okay? No. Or your the way you are in the... I believe you get my point. Okay? If you need healing, even if it's that for the last 10 years, you have not had a reason to visit the hospital, you have not had a headache, you have not had anything, but just in the last 3 days, there's been a pounding headache, God wants to take that away now. Amen? So, as long as you need healing for anything, as long as you need healing, the doctor says you can't conceive. Ah! God says, non-barren, including your dog. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The dog must born.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So I must born.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So it doesn't matter. We have been trying for 15 years. Today is your day. Amen.
Yeah.
All that God wants, because He's willing, release your faith. Release your faith. This thing is going today. Release your faith. This thing is going today. The power of God will hit me and boom, I'm healed. This thing is going today. This thing is going today. This thing is going today. So if I know that He's always willing, if I have seen in His word that His power was always present with Jesus, that means He's ever willing. That means He's willing now. Right? Is willing now in this place in Ibadan. Now is willing now. In Mark 7, verse 27, the story began from verse 24. Mark 7, but in verse 27, Jesus said something. But He said unto her, let the children first be filled. What was she asking for? Healing. Her daughter had an unclean spirit. So she needed healing for her daughter. But of course, she was a Gentile and all of that. And then Jesus said to her, let the children, that is the Jews, that I am sent to, let them first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. If healing was the bread of the Jews, is our bread, though?
Yes, sir.
Our bread and egg, bread and everything.
Yes, sir.
Is our everything. Amen. Our rice and stew, our shawarma, praise God, our pizza, our ice cream, our everything. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If healing was the bread, it was bread to the Jews. And note in Bible, when you say bread, you're actually saying food. And Jesus was called bread of life. It's like, okay, bread. You know, bread. Bread was the staple food. I mean, you still find countries that are like that today. All their food is bread and something. Bread and something. Bread and just bread. So when you say, give me bread. Yeah, indirectly saying, give me food. Right? Aha. So you say, healing is the children's bread. You say, food. Children's food. Okay? So that means Jesus is saying, God feeds His children with healing. Do you know what that means? It means healing can be every day. He's not tired, though. Every day, every day, every day. You know what happened in the wilderness to the children of Israel? None of them was sick 40 years. He fed them to stupor. Amen? Pardon me, to sweet to Yoruba. Amen? 40 years, no sickness. As they were growing, their shoes and their clothes were growing too. Complete package. Hallelujah. Daily food. There's healing for me today, tomorrow, next tomorrow. Amen. Healing all the time. Yes, healing is a tangible thing such that something happens and the sickness that was there is driven out or taken away, or the body that was sick begins to recover and eventually arrives at recovery. Yes, healing is tangible, okay? But you must see God's will here. God feeds or makes healing available to his children every day. Every day. Every day. Every moment. If you don't take healing during prayers, you take it during the prayer session. If you don't take it during the prayer session, you take it during the teaching session. If you don't take healing during the teaching session, you take it during the impartation session. If you don't take it during the impartation, you take it during the announcements. Amen? If you don't take it during the announcement, as you are going on, you take it. Amen? Healing is available all the time. If you don't take it, you take it in the bathroom. You take it on the bed. You take it. Take. Hallelujah. Healing is God's will. Why? Because he's a healer, always willing to heal. And from where we referenced here, Mark 7 from 24 to 30, he still healed the daughter. To show how willing God is, to show how willing Jesus is, the one he was not sent to, he yet healed. God will heal nonetheless. You know, God heals those who don't believe in him. They are sinners. If they die, they are going to hell. But he will heal them. I want you well. That's God's will. All of the time. Okay? So, he's a healer, always willing to heal. And where he finds faith, he's always willing and ready to heal. Wherever he finds faith, he found faith in the Syrophoenician woman. Though a Greek, but by her faith, her daughter got healed. So I said it here. God only needs an excuse of your faith. And he'll release all the power you need to be healed. He only needs an excuse of your faith. And he'll release all the power that you need to be healed. All the power that you need. He releases it towards you to be healed. And at times, even by his grace and mercy, helps your faith so that you can be healed. He is that willing. An example is in John 5. From verse 1 to 9. There was that pool that an angel would come and then it would stir it up. Whoever jumps in first. And then he came to this man, impotent. And he's been there and all of that. And he said, do you want to be healed? And he said, I have no man. Do you want to be healed? Oh yeah, get up. You know, he didn't enter the pool. Amen. Get up. If you want to be. Do you want to be healed? I don't have, you see, in 1964. I went to the doctor. Do you want to be healed? So I can be healed? But you see, do you want to be healed? Amen. By his grace and his mercy, he told that impotent man, get up. He ministered to him, strengthened his faith, and that man received healing. So even when you think, my faith is not strong, it looks like this, do you want healing? That's all the faith that he wants. Do you want healing? Okay, I want. Do you want healing? Do you want healing? Do you want healing? Someone takes you into a restaurant, and then maybe you have heard about the place, and you have never dared to enter yourself, because a bottle of water is 5,000 naira. Say, oh, Coke is 7,000. A plate of noodles, 15,500. Jesus! You know, they say, come, eat now. Can you order? All waiting. Order what? I'm sorry, I cannot. You know, as you are thinking about ordering, you are remembering where Coke is 310 naira, right? Water is 200, you know, a plate of noodles, I can't even cook it myself. You know, just say, what's that? Now spend how much? Almost 30,000. No. Can you order? I cannot order, please. I cannot order. Order will pay. Are you sure? I cannot wash plate, though. I cannot mop floor. Are you sure? Are you sure? But as soon as you say, okay, I'll order. That's all. Amen? That's all. That's all he needs. Okay, I'll order. Okay, I'll order. I mean, you just cease to worry about who will pay. He has said, order. Order. I say, if that's the case, is I need one full lap of chicken. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. Hallelujah. That's all he needs. To your response of faith. You know, we can receive healing with joy. With joy. With joy. Sit down. So by his grace and mercy, he can help your faith. My faith is not strong. I don't know. Just listen to him. You want chop? Yes. Take chop. That's all. Hallelujah. So healing is here. I mean, where's church? So it's our bread. You can even decide how you want to eat it. Toasted. Amen?
Amen.
You can say it's sliced, I want. Or the agage. That's the root word of bread. Hallelujah. He is that willing. He will help a man who needs healing to receive it. In healing meetings, please play for me, two things happen. Number one, the sick, that is, those who need any form of healing. As long as you need healing, that thing started yesterday. It started last week. It started this afternoon. It started 10 years ago. As long as you need healing, okay? Not necessarily that you are in the hospital or in and out of the hospital, wherever it is, as long as you need healing, whatever it is, you have a blood condition, there's a viral load in there or bacteria or whatever it is, it can be cured tonight. Hallelujah. It can be cured tonight. This is his temple, right? There's a move of the Spirit here, right?
Yes,
amen?
Amen?
So there will be healing. So two things happen. The sick, that is, those who need healing, any form. healing of any form, get healed. Number two, the gifts of healing get stirred in the saints to heal. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
So, some will receive healing because they need healing. But for the rest of us, as a matter of fact, all of us, the gifts of healing will now be stirred up in us.
Amen.
To minister to the sick.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, at times, people strengthen their faith to receive healing by choosing to minister to the sick. It's the one that is sick, oh, but will now go out. Now minister. Say, are you sick? Are you in need of healing? Yes. He's sick too, but he minister healing. He will see God heal somebody. Wow. I can take my own too. I can take my own too. Yes, I can have mine. I can have mine. I can have mine. It will strengthen your faith. Strengthen your faith to receive. So tonight, sick bodies will be healed. That soon, that now is now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, I've been ministered too many times. You know, am I sure this night is a different night? A night that has never happened before. Amen. Your faith has been strengthened by the teaching of the word, by the songs, by the atmosphere. This night, you can receive differently. Amen? That healing is today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the healing 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 God.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands, bless his name.